It's no secret that I am a fan of work-life blend over the concept of work-life balance. And partially because I like to live in this gray area, in this gray zone. And I believe that that's where you get the most out of life. Black and white thinking tends to leave us feeling deflated and as though we were a failure. And I truly believe that black and white thinking coexists with work-life balance. We've only achieved it when we've hit X, Y, or Z. And if we are even a millimeter off, we suddenly feel like failures. And so today I really want to talk about this concept called the 80-20 rule. It's basically this concept that states roughly 80% of your outcome or effects come from 20% of the causes. And we're going to dive into this and how it relates to us as working moms here in a minute, as we also touch on a variety of different exercises and examples along the way, and how you can leverage this 80-20 rule in your own life to live a life that's more intentional and get more out of the hours in your day with the people you really want to spend time with. And if you yourself are looking for a better work-life blend situation or really interested in diving more into the 80-20 rule in your own unique circumstances in your life, I encourage you to reach out to me directly and let's find time to talk. My coaching program allows for working moms to create a life that they love with the resources they have available. And this 80-20 rule is a big part of that as well. You can find more information on my coaching program at laceyjungman.com/coach. I'll see you there. Hey there. Welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I have been in sales nearly all of my career, and I have always heard of this 80-20 rule, and it certainly applies not only to business and into sales, but also into our relationships, and even more so into our lives as working moms. If we think about this 80-20 rule, essentially it's saying that 80% of the outcomes are coming from 20% of the efforts. Or in essence, if we think of business, 80% of a company's profits often come from 20% of its customers. Now, is that always true? No. In some businesses, that is. In economics, we talk about wealth distribution, having approximately 80% of the wealth often owned by 20% of the population. And in sales, of course, my favorite industry, salespeople will often find that 80% of their sales come from 20% of their clients. And taking that information, that 80-20 rule or concept, I remember back when I was dating and somebody once told me, well, you know, relationships have this 80-20 theory. And I'm like, what's this 80-20 relationship theory? What are you talking about? And I was informed at the time that you can only get about 80% of your wants and needs from a healthy relationship. while the remaining 20% you need to provide for yourself, which to me sounds like a great excuse to go do something that you love. Maybe it's a massage, maybe it's getting your nails done, maybe it's a workout. So we have to have that 20% in order to provide it for ourselves, right? And 80% of your wants and needs out of a healthy relationship may mean your spouse, it may mean a best friend, it may mean your mother, your mother-in-law, wherever your most close and healthy relationship is. But the 80-20 rule also applies then inside of that relationship to the conversations, meaning 80% of your most meaningful conversations might come from 20% of topics or discussions that have truly deepened the connection between you and your partner. Think about those meaningful conversations are really around a select few topics or discussions between you. And I'm sure that that is often how it is, right? Maybe those limited topics might be your own work. It might be your own kids. It might be how you feel about visiting in-laws or holidays. And those are really the connection points for your conversations. As working moms, we think about the 80-20 rule in a little bit different concept. Our support networks, right? Working moms often rely on our support networks, whether it's to navigate challenges or of juggling our work and life, or somebody simply just to lean into to say you're doing it well. Applying that 80-20 rule could mean recognizing that 80% of your support and assistance comes from 20% of your most reliable and understanding friends, family members, and colleagues. So you might be feeling super supported, and 80% of that support is coming from a select few. So if you don't have your own supportive network, again, I invite you to join me on our own Facebook group, Working Mom Moments. You can find us just by searching in for the groups, and we would love to support you. If you do have that supportive network, take a look. Where are you spending your time? If you know that 80% of your support is coming from a limited few, tell me more about the rest of your relationships. Think about that in concept of, is it worth spending my rare and limited time with others who are not filling my bucket? Take a look around you. Am I spending the right amount of time with the people that edify and build me up and support me as a working mom? Or do I need to spend more time with that smaller subset of people, the 20% of people? I also like to think about the 80-20 rule when it comes to quality time with our kids. I know that you are walking the same path as I am, where we have limited time and we have to prioritize our quality time with our kids. And that time that we spend with them can have a significant impact on our relationship with them now as little children or as babies, and even as they grow, and I should say more so as they grow into teenagers and young adults. And as we think about the 80-20 rule, focusing really on the 20% of activities or moments that create lasting memories and fostering that emotional connection, that can help compensate for those time constraints. Because think if you had 100% of the time that you were with your kids. I remember thinking, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I would just be so much more present. I would get more done. My kids would have just so much time with me, and we would be doing fun things all the time. Well, I did take a summer off here not too long ago in between jobs, and I was not as present as I thought I was going to be. I was not as fun of a mom as I thought I was going to be. I happened to start a podcast, so maybe there's something in there. But our perceptions of 100% make us think, oh my gosh, they've got it so much better than us. Or in our heads, life is better if I can give that 100%. When in actuality, it didn't make me a failure that I wasn't 100% engaging with them every hour, every minute of every day. It's those smaller moments and nuggets and meaningful time that we have with them that last forever in their memories and foster that connection. A lot of times when I talk with working moms, they want more structure and routine in their day. They want to be able to carve out a finite amount of time where they can have just for them every single day. They want to be able to work out every single day. And oftentimes that craving or that desire is coming from the standpoint of wanting more time so that they can work out or do something for themselves. And I'm going to use the example of working out just because it is such a hot topic with a lot of my clients. If finding time to work out is important to you, I will say do not set yourself up for failure. oftentimes we have these grandiose illusions that we are going to work out every single day and we're going to get up at 5 a.m. in order to get our hour-long workout in before we get the kids up and get ready ourselves for the day. But what happens is because we have this black and white thinking of I'm going to get up every single day, there's no flexibility or room for error in that because we are doing it 100% full blast, that I might get up that first day. I'm super excited, right? I've got that motivation behind me. It's kicking me in the rear. It's the spark of energy and adrenaline that I need. So I'm super excited. The next day comes and I'm like, oh, okay, I might hit the snooze button for about 5 minutes, but then I'll get to my workout. Cool. The next day comes. I'm tired. Yes, it's becoming a habit, but I really am tired. My body is aching and I feel like it needs to rest, but I do it anyways. And the next day I miss. And the next day after that, I miss. And so what happens is when we set ourselves up for this routine and structure of 100% full capacity, we do indirectly correlate this to black and white thinking. It doesn't leave any room for error. Just like work-life balance is a form of black and white thinking, leaving no room for error. You have to be even keeled on this teeter-totter. So too is setting yourself up for failure with 100% maximum output. I would instead prefer, just like work-life blend is the antidote for work-life balance, I too believe that the 80-20 concept for starting a new habit or implementing a new initiative, whether it's eating healthier or getting more sleep, is to baby step your way and ultimately have moderation. We've all heard moderation is important when it comes to healthy eating. If you restrict something for so long, at some point your body's going to crave it so badly that you may end up binging on that and offsetting some of the hard work that you already did. Wherein, in fact, if you would have done in moderation, you could have, or potentially could have, avoided that situation. I believe that life is meant to be lived in the gray zone, not black, not white, but in this gray. And my gray version is very colorful version. I like a little pink in there and a little glitter as well, but it's not compartmentalizing. It's not setting yourself up for failure. And I think a lot of times we do that and we think, gosh, I'm a failure because I did not work out every single day. And guess what? You shouldn't, because your body needs to rest to heal itself. In order to work out as hard as you want to, your body needs to rest. That's moderation. Just like eating, moderation, not setting yourself up for failure. I once had a doctor tell me, yeah, you should really eat as healthy as you can about 70 to 80% of the time. And from about 20 to 30% of the time, do the best you can, right? There's going to be times, he said, where you can cheat and throw extra things in there and modify how you're eating so that you don't lose control when you do have those foods that you've been restricting. This black and white thinking, this all or nothing, is where we can get into a lot of trouble. And if we allow ourselves to have some flexibility, to blend, to integrate, to have moderation, we are set up for a much higher success ratio. And I'll tell you, my favorite 80-20 blend came from a neighbor of mine, actually. We were talking across the fence line. I'm sure one of my dogs had snuck over to her side of the fence and I was trying to retrieve him. And throughout all of that chaos, we started talking about work and how things were going. And she was sharing with me, what she had gone through when she was raising her kids, who are now fully grown. And I remember saying, you know, I feel like I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure if I want to stay home, if I want to work, if I just want more time at home. And I was really contemplating, like, what do I want to do? Should I work part-time? And I was just talking out loud. And she said, you know, one of the things I did when my kids were younger was I actually presented my boss with my job description. And she said, I highlighted all of the things on that job description that I really loved doing, and that would take me about 80% of my time. And she said, I presented this new job description to him that had all of the highlighted portions and proposed that I work 80% of what was written in my job description for a 20% pay cut. And in turn, I would also work 80% of the hours I had been working for a 20% reduction in hours. And she said that to me gave me about 8 extra hours during the week that I could spend with my family. I didn't have to give up my job. I didn't have to give up the things that I love doing, but they were able and willing to accommodate the 80-20 split that I was trying to achieve. And I loved that concept so much. In fact, I actually proposed that many years ago as well myself and was able to achieve a little bit more work-life blend that worked for me at the time when I had little kids. And so I would encourage you to assess how you're looking at your life. Are you looking at things through the lens of all or nothing? That you're either a success or you're a failure? That you're doing it hardcore 100% of the time or not at all? And look for opportunities where you can find moderation, a better blend, and perhaps an 80-20 split. And I can tell you that this blend, this moderation, leaving a little bit of wiggle room rather than going hard 100% of the time, this can work in business too. A company I used to work at previously had staffed at 70% efficiency. And so what that means is essentially we had these associates who worked with us and they were staffed at 70% rather than 100% of their maximum efficiency. We left this 30% wiggle room in there. And that was so residents had the chance to engage with our associates. They weren't running from task to task to task to task and only checking things off of their list. We built in a cushion of about 30% to be able to allow them to have conversations with those that they were serving and caring for, to build the relationships of those people that were in front of them that were extremely important. That wiggle room, that 70-30 split worked beautifully. It gave back some flexibility and some time and autonomy to the associate who wanted to spend time getting to know the residents. And also it helped the residents to feel seen, heard, and enjoy their experience as the customer inside of the communities. And so whether you're looking at a 70-30 split, an 80-20 split, or even a 60-40, give yourself grace, especially when starting new initiatives or setting new goals or standards or routines. Not everything has to be 100% perfect and spot on. In fact, I believe very few things actually do need to be that way. And I would challenge you to look from the lens of moderation as you review your own standards and routines in your life. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at lacyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.